Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. In fact, it's Red Men News. We're here, obviously, with an update on Divock Origi, something David Moyes has said after the game last night, a little bit on Kai Havertz as well. But before we get into that, I do want to tell you about Deadline Day Live with Snickers tomorrow night, 7:30, Ball Street YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/ballstreet. Me and Paul are going down. Paul will be hosting it. I'll be there in some capacity as well. I cannot wait for this show. The old gang are getting back together. So there's going to be, as I mentioned, me and Paul are going to be down there. James Allcott, Flav's going to be there. All our mates from down south as well, including Rory. And I think Mark Goldbridge might be involved. Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV is going to be there. So you need to check that out. YouTube.com/ballseat. 7:30 tomorrow. It's going to be brilliant. All the usual hilarity, plus transfer news and some of the greatest rumours. And we might even try and get one started like we did a couple of years ago. Do check that one out. Today, though, I am joined by Errol Smith to discuss, amongst other things, an update on Divock Origi's fitness. Jurgen Klopp said he is optimistic that the issue that forced Divock Origi from the field during Liverpool's 2-0 win against West Ham on Wednesday night is not serious. This is a big thing at the moment, isn't it, Errol? Because, and we know that Sadio Mane is going to miss a couple of games, so we really need Divock to be fit and fine.
It's extra options, isn't it, for us? And I think Klopp's kind of, he's downplayed it as it's a bit of a muscle injury, a bit of a cramp, and hopefully with a couple of days off, he can assess it, and he might be back in the next week or so. So hopefully, it's a little bit optimistic, but at the same time, it's probably come at the wrong time for us as fans, because we need all of our players as options for us moving forward. To be honest with you, I'm quite confident that it's probably a niggle, something like that, something niggle, and it's probably not going to keep him out for too long. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see Divock in the next couple of weeks again.
What about if we're not, like, if Divock doesn't make the game against Southampton at the weekend, who are you thinking should maybe start from that left-hand side?
Well, I think we had the conversation over on the Redmen TV earlier today, and we were saying Minamino might be a good shout, and I liked what you was going on with the fact that it's a home game and it's an opportunity for him to get a game before we go into this mid-season break rest period or whatever. It's an opportunity for him to get everyone around him and be like, this is your first month, you've been in from January from the start, everyone get an arm around him, home fans to back him, and you know, a league game. It might just do him the world of good, and that for him might just be able to mentally put him in the place that now I feel like this is where I'm meant to be and this is the right setup for me. So I could see Minamino coming in. If not, I know we touched on maybe Ox going down on them sides. I prefer to just see the Ox in the middle. And I think Ben mentioned that we might just have a bit of a formation change, and I think that might be a bit of another safety option as well.
Yeah, I mean, Ox has done well since coming, obviously, since he's come back. I think he obviously gets a goal, doesn't he, against West Ham. Nice little finish there, breakthrough, great little through.
And he was on that side anyway at the time.
Yeah, exactly. He moved over to that left-hand side, you're right, didn't he? So, I mean, Liverpool have still got some options. Obviously, missing Sadio Mane, it's going to be a big blow. Whenever... And here's the thing, you know, you hear about teams, it's a big blow and all that. Whenever you lose a world-class player, it's hard.
Yeah.
And Sadio Mane is world-class, isn't he?
Absolutely. And I think the one thing on that left side that we need to be mindful of going into the next couple of games, if obviously Mane is going to be injured, it's that partnership with Robbo. It's how we don't lose too much. I mean, that we've got too much of a burden on Robbo in terms of his game. He's still able to just naturally go up and down and do those marauding runs. So I think someone like, ideally, Origi just fits that, because it doesn't stop Robbo from having to change his game in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, I think you're right there, mate. Let us know your thoughts on that one in the comments section. If Origi is missing, and as I say, Jürgen said hopefully he will be ready for Southampton at the weekend. Obviously, it's only 3 days, so take that maybe with a pinch of salt if you want to. But let us know who you'd start in the comments section below. We'll come to the comments at the end of the news. An interesting little tidbit from last night. David Moyes has shouted out Jeremy Ngakia after his debut against Liverpool. Thought he did really well, didn't he? Did you think he did all right?
Again, for any young fullback having to go up against even just Robbo, or having to go up against Origi on that side, they're always going to be up against it. I think he's probably done the best that he can do, but you know, it was a real test of again character. So I think there are moments like that in most football players' careers where they have that twilight moment of you're in against it, you're in the Lions then. I think, remember when Chenko flew in, it was Old Trafford, and that was the making of him. So it could be similarly to this guy, but he's still miles off the pace of where he's going to be as a Premier League player.
I was really surprised. I don't understand why Moyes has done it, but I think, you know, we absolutely rinsed him down that side. And he switched off a few times for Robbo to get in behind and whip balls in, and he obviously gets behind him to try and get that shot off, and it's forced wide by the goalkeeper and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. Okay, one of the big transfer stories that has sort of started to gather pace, although James Pearce did very much say that we're not in for Kai Havertz. It's now been rumoured that, according to Bild anyway, or Sports Bild in Germany, that Leverkusen have suggested €130 million would be enough to secure Kai Havertz. Would you like to see this player come in?
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, make out like I've seen him play loads in the German league, because I honestly haven't. Right now, whose position does he come in and take? And is it the next 6 months that we need him, or is it in the summer? What would be the plan for him? And I know Klopp likes the planning phase in these players. So in my mind, I think I'd love to see that kind of talent. And if we're not going to be linked to an Mbappe-esque type marquee signing in the summer, he might be that gem. But I think, you know, a couple of the other articles you'll see, we're talking in a minute about the likes of Ronaldo, his early opportunities to come to potentially us. You think of the money that they was going for then, and you think of the money that they're wanting for a yet-to-be-established talent. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, the mad thing is, let's talk a little bit about the Ronaldo stuff now, because I've got rid of it from the agenda, and they didn't tell you. Basically, Phil Thompson come out and said that Liverpool could have signed for £4 million, so they were really surprised when he went for £12 million to Manchester United. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it? Yeah. That £4 million was being touted. Ronaldo was £12 million to United. I know he was young and it was a lot at the time. In fact, it might have been the youngest for a teenager, for a teenager at the time. But when you look at like young players like Kai Havertz now, we were £130 million.
How much would Jadon Sancho be in this market now? He's another
£100 million. I love Kai Havertz. I think he's outstanding. Like, genuinely think he's absolutely
superb. Who's he
liking to? You could play him off the wing, you could play him in the 10, you could play him in a number 9 if you really wanted to, and that's that, like, sort of...
He reminds me of the type of player I would have probably just bagged on FIFA a couple of years ago, because you can just expect in the next 2-3 years you're going to be a gem, and I'll sell you off to Real or PSG for a load of money.
And now we're the destination club, though, aren't we?
Exactly, that's the exciting thing. Like.
And so we go over to the Liverpool Echo website now, who Kai Havertz, a 20-year-old Germany international, where, according to Sports Bild, Havertz will cost any potential suitors $130 million, which is around $110 million. Goal-scoring midfielder netted 17 times in the Bundesliga last season, been linked with a move to the Reds on many occasions. Has the talent, so there is no reason to think the elite clubs around Europe might not be taking a look. Apparently, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United have all spoken to his agent. We know that that's not allowed without speaking to the club, though, isn't it? So I can't imagine that that would be true. Anyway, on to the next story before we get into some of the comments. Barcelona are already trying to sell Philip Coutinho as they look to free up funds to sign Luis Suarez's replacement. Hardly news in that he doesn't actually play for Barcelona anymore. No. He's on loan at Bayern Munich, isn't he?
And I think it's went a bit stale from some of the news articles I've read in the last couple of weeks from over there. I can't even really feel sorry for Philip Coutinho because he was warned. He was warned before he left us. Klopp said to him, you stay at Liverpool and you'll be an icon, you'll be a legend, you'll be a hero. You go to another club and you'll just be another player. And it's come true for him. And look where we are and look where he is in this moment. And I think he's still an asset for Barcelona, so it makes sense that they sell him. The one thing that I'm a little bit confused as to why they don't try and do the same with Ousmane Dembele a little bit more. But maybe they just feel Coutinho would be happy to move and get out the door, like.
Yeah, I mean, Bayern Munich apparently have balked at £102 million option to buy. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? But they're looking for a successor to Luis Suarez. He's obviously getting on a bit now, although he's been in outstanding form this season, bagged loads and loads of goals. Let me know in the comments section. Not that I think we should, by the way. I think we shouldn't. But would you like to see Philip Coutinho come back? And where does he even fit into this side? Like?
We're talking about Kai Hoover there and for the same money. And where does Coutinho fit in if we get someone like in the next generation? Because Coutinho right now should be in the pomp of his career and he should be at the peak of his powers. And at the minute, it's just not working for him. Is a move just back to Liverpool just going to suddenly turn that round?
It wouldn't.
I'd rather gamble on another unknown, really.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, if you're going to spend £100 million on a player, you want them to have potential and stuff. And Coutinho, as you say, is in the prime of his career. He's 27, 28.
And I think he's reached all the potential he was ever going to reach with Liverpool. We're not going to get him doing that season where he scores, even a hat-trick or he scores top ins every other week for us. He's probably not going to be able to bring that to us again, ever again. So, yeah, I wouldn't have him back now, me.
Right, we'll get into some of the comments now, Matt. But before we do, we had a super chat from John Kukwan that says, bring us some good news. I hope we have done. I hope we've told you that, Divock Origi's injury is not as bad as first feared. I think originally we were thinking maybe it was a hamstring injury or something. So to hear that it is just cramps is probably quite good. I hope we've satisfied you, and thanks for the super chat. Matt, should we get into another one, mate?
Yeah, so just a little bit more on Origi. We've got a lot of people saying, we can get Minamino in to come on as a sub, to come on and cover him. We've got royalty in the comments. We've got Ian Rush's moustache.
Nice.
Who's commented saying, ban Curtis on the left wing, he'd be sound.
He is so system ready, Curtis, isn't he?
Yeah.
You get the impression that he understands where he's supposed to be, how he's supposed to press, and he's obviously got the talent to back that up as well.
I think that's a half decent shout, that, to be fair to him. I think as well, going into the little break that we're going to have, that's another little string in his bow to say, right, you've just got through this part of the season, compartmentalise things, and then you can kick on again moving into the back end of the season. So I don't think that'd hurt, do any harm for Curtis Jones right now if he did get a little run out on that left wing.
No, I think you're right there. And listen, I think long term maybe he's probably going to be a centre midfielder, but as a way to force yourself into the side. And that's what he's doing right now, isn't it?
Trent had to do as well, to be fair. Trent, obviously, everyone has that debate, is he going to move into the middle at some point, but applying that kind of trade in the academy, being a centre mid, they've looked at him and said, where can we get this guy in the first team in the next 12 to 18 months? Right back's the position, and it might be something similar with Curtis, where an understudy for Mane in the next 12 months, who is going to be that go-to if Minamino's going to be the false nine and be Firmino's like-for-like almost replacement. It could be a foot in the door to get more minutes under his belt, and it wouldn't do him any harm in terms of his overall game and his knowledge that he'll pick up.
That's it. You just have to look at, people always think, it's like one of pigeonhole players, don't they? You're this and you're forever this. Like, Jordan Henderson was an 8 when he came into the football club, but he was played on the right wing.
Right side, yeah.
And then he was a 6, and he's the 6, and he's not good enough. And then he's the 8, and I told you he wasn't the 6. And now look at him playing the 6, and you're like, man, he's got better for seeing how Fabinho plays the game.
Yeah,
for just learning off another world-class DM, that's probably improved him. And
I think
also,
all of our players have done that in the same way. I think Trent's got, even though you don't see Shaqiri on the pitch week in, week out, He's got a wand of a left foot, and decent right foot as well. Trent's picked that up. His technique, the way he does it, being able to sit and see that person doing something and training week in, week out, you're going to take a little bit from that. And hopefully, as you say, Trent's able to implement it into the Prem now. And he's, how many assists has he got this season?
Oh, it's double figures, I think, already, isn't it? So, yeah. Have you got another one for us, Matt? Another couple?
Yeah, yeah, we've got a lot on transfers. Havard says Havertz is perfect in the Bobby role. Of course, there's no player like Bobby, but he's extremely young and can learn. We've got Ian Rush again with his moustache saying we should bang in an offer for Martinelli from Arsenal. He's going to be special. But a lot of people, to be honest, saying about Havertz is they wouldn't pay the money for him, to be honest.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, to be that's probably the only sticking point. Can you justify it, and can you keep everybody else happy in the squad? Because if you're paying £110 million just for the player, how much are you going to then pay him for the salary and then for his age? And I think obviously linking back to the Ronaldo article, that was where that kind of situation broke down, was because he was demanding £1 million a year after tax. So we just couldn't do that. So I think it'd be similar to that. But that comment about Martinelli, I reckon he'll be snapped up by Madrid in the next 12 months, and he's already a £40-50 million player. I reckon.
You reckon Madrid, yeah?
I reckon they'll have someone like him. He is a baller.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because I think, you know, me and David Maddock did a couple of shows this week, the newsroom show. Normally it's behind the website. So if you saw that on the Red Men TV YouTube and you watched the first part, the second part is outstanding. David just makes it. He's absolutely a superb guest and stuff. But we were talking in one of them, and I forget which, about the front three. Now, you're at the point now at Liverpool where the front three is the best in the world. They're absolutely unbelievable at what they do, but they're all of a similar age.
Yeah.
I think Liverpool will be planning for the future there. And it's not about getting one lad in when one lad goes. You've got to get a lad in now for when one of them goes.
Or at least 6 months before they're going to go, because then it's that bedding inside. It's the system that you were saying before. Once they've got all that, there's no pressure on them then when it comes to, right, new season, here's your chance, he's out the door, it's up to you now. They have had it, hopefully, at least. And that's why I think the Minamino signing, obviously going back to transfers, has been a great bit of January business for us, because it's a six-month free period where he's got a pass.
Yeah.
Where I think Keita could have probably done with that as well and benefited from that, and he probably hasn't in the same sense because of when he did come. But getting that little spell where you've got 6 months to just bed in, and obviously everything is rosy for us at the moment, I think next season we're probably really going to see the best
that's
of them.
That's it. I mean, like, you can learn in the classroom, can't you? Almost the system.
Yeah.
But you can't. You don't have the understanding of the system until you're playing in the games. And Minamino can come in and do 20 minutes here and not as much pressure on him because he knows that the front three are the front three and stuff. And, you know, and then he can just learn his trade and get used to the players that he's playing with, such that if we were to need him next season for, you know, as a first teamer, he'd understand it and he'd have that level of understanding with the players around him. So I think that's got to be key if Liverpool are looking to the future, and they will be.
Yeah.
You're not just planning for next season. Liverpool are planning for the next 3 or 4 years, and it will be on their minds that Salah, Mane and Firmino are all around 28 years old, and they're all in the peak now. But what happens in 2 years when they're all 30? You've got to probably have two of them replaced, maybe.
And we'll get a return on all three of them because we're going to make a profit on them all, or we could make a profit on them all, but we'll be in that position as well soon. Is it time to cash in? And sometimes you've kind of got to look at some football as a business. So there will be people above the Klopps and sitting there, and they'll be saying, right, well, we've got what we needed out of this individual, so it is time to sell him because, you know, the market price for him is still good, and get that while we can.
It's about sort of imagining a graph, and it goes up and it goes down, and you want to sell them just as they come over the peak.
Yeah, yeah.
When absolutely. The value's at their absolute highest, and you know you're going to get...
like a classic Torres thing, you know, we was never going to get any more money for him. He was already getting past that. Obviously, we at the time, we probably thought he's going to go and kick on at Chelsea because Chelsea had a great team, but he was never able to do that. But as a player, as you're saying there, he was just on that cusp of coming down again, but we still raked in 50 mil for him.
Exactly, and that's what Liverpool have got to maybe start to look at in the next couple of years. Nothing this summer, I don't feel like, but certainly the next couple of years. Let's go one more, mate.
Johnny Walker solved the Coutinho problem.
Oh, I know.
Great tactical insight. Bring him back to Liverpool. Put him in the canteen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, Johnny, to be honest with you.
I like Brazilian food, though. That Ben Brazil's all right, if you can come with some Brazilian scrams.
Ben Brazil, just fucking steak.
I like it.
I mean, it's good, don't get me wrong, but it's just steak. Yeah. And they fill you up with going to the buffet first, like, go to the buffet now, mate. I'm like, no, bring the meat.
Yeah,
first. I'm going to eat the meat.
And then I'll go to the buffet.
The first time I went there, right, I went on a family thing, and I'd never been to one of them all-you-can-eat steak places before. Anyway, I had the meat sweat bad, terrible, like, to the point where I had to leave the table for 20 minutes and I just went and sat in the bog, sweating, right? And I come back and my wife goes, are you all right? I'm going, no. And she went, where have you been? I went, I've just been sat there. I was pissing. I was dying. I was like, I've eaten too much and I can't talk to anybody. I literally just went and sat on the toilet
for 20
minutes.
I've been a couple of times and I did it wrong the first time. I filled up on all the buffy stuff and then you just keep bringing out all the foods and that. But the second time round that I went, I nailed it. I knew exactly the tack that I needed to do to get my money's worth. So, yeah, Phil, if you're going to bring any Brazilian scans back to Liverpool, you're more than welcome. But I don't think there'll be much time for you on the pitch, unfortunately.
I don't think so. Well, there you go. That has been the Daily News Show. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget to check out that Ball Street stream tomorrow evening, 7:30, youtube.com/ballstreet, in association with Snickers. Link is in the description. Link will be the pinned comment. Can't wait to get over there. Me and Paul are going to have a laugh. Come and join us. Errol, thank you very much. Was this a Daily News debut for you?
I think it was, yeah.
Excellent.
Man.
I enjoyed that. Nice. Thanks very much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.